1305 GMT, 1405 local time. Here are the major happenings with me, Bertrand Osamba. First, the headlines. Southwest youths are enjoined to put in all efforts to eliminate HIV/AIDS in the region. Traditional rulers of the littoral region are all mobilized to curb tribal discrimination and other forms of tribal conflict in the region. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. The Minister of Urban Development and Housing, Celestine Kecha-Kutes, has expressed her disappointment with the poor handling of garbage in Yaoundé 3 subdivision. She was speaking while supervising the hygiene and sanitation drive headed by Governor Nasiré Paul Biya to get rid of waste in Yaoundé. Lekete Gertrude Asongazi of CRTV Center reports that the exercise was the fourth lap after a similar exercise was done in the Yaoundé 4 subdivision. A report.
The hygiene and sanitation caravan headed by Governor Nasiré Paul Biya today landed at the Yaoundé 3 subdivision with Minister Celestine Kecha-Kutes for urban development, personally inspecting the exact situation as regards to abandoned garbage in Yaoundé. She vehemently frowned at the quantity of heaps of garbage still trending in town before giving firm instructions to municipal authorities to sensitize the population and impose sanctions on defaulters. For their part, officials of the company in charge of waste collection in the municipality blamed the lack of fuel as a handicap, while the traditional rulers decried the absence of trash cans. Nasiré Paul Biya is the governor of the Central Region.
We asked the Minister of Housing to see for herself because he has solutions to some of these problems. Yaoundé 3 has a lot of difficulties because it is a different contractor that is pulling up garbage removals here. We have been given some instructions. Some funds are going to be put aside through the delegation, or regional delegation of housing, to be able to put fuel and dispose of this garbage before end of year and to keep the town clean.
This fourth lap of the hygiene and sanitation caravan comes after Governor Nasiré Paul Biya visited the Madison and Mimbomba neighborhood in Yaoundé 4 subdivision, where the situation has largely improved. The hygiene and sanitation caravan to get rid of garbage in Yaoundé has been on the field in the past 2 weeks, trying to ensure that Yaoundé inhabitants enjoy the end-of-year festivities in a litter-free environment. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, CRTV News. Center.
The Cameroon Population-Based HIV Impact Assessment, CAMTIA, has been launched in the Southwest region with a call for concerted effort to eliminate HIV/AIDS in the region. The project, funded by the American government and implemented by government agencies and the Cameroon Baptist Convention Health Board, will evaluate the impact of the HIV epidemic response in some 19th health district in the Southwest region. Hombo Suzy Monjoa reports.
Over 2,700 households are listed for the population-based HIV impact assessment in the Southwest region. Survey teams will till January 2025 collect data among people aged 15 and above across the region. Professor T. Pius Morfe is the country director of CAMFIA.
The teams are collecting data to determine how many people are actually on treatment and how many are reaching viral suppression. And we hope that by early February, we'll have preliminary results that will inform the government of Cameroon on how it is doing towards reaching epidemic control.
To health officials, the assessment exercise will contribute to HIV/AIDS response in the region. Dr. Eko Philbert, Southwest Regional Delegate of Public Health.
Camphia has come at the right time to permit us in the Southwest not only to have reliable data, but also to get on to the impact of what HIV does in our population.
While launching the activity, the head of Division for Economic and Sociocultural Affairs at the Southwest Governor's Office, Vanessa Mbembembong, called on all stakeholders to support the survey teams in order to ensure timely and quality data collection in their various communities. Humbo Suze Munchoa, CLTV News, Boya.
Farmers and dealers in farm produce have been encouraged to make good use of the digital age so as to overcome certain challenges in this sector. This was the highlight of a conference in Limbe organized by the Ministry of Post and Telecommunication in collaboration with the Ministries of Agriculture and that of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Husbandry. The conference, dubbed AgriTech Innovation Challenge, featured a competition for digital startups in the littoral and southwest regions. Details with Kange Leon Cesar.
The aim of the project is to accelerate digital transformation in Cameroon and by the end select 10 innovative digital solutions related to agriculture and climate change. The national coordinator of the project, Dr. Winfred Fu, says the outcome of this competition is expected to positively impact farmers in the country.
This competition is to look for those who have digital solutions that can enable the farmers to be able to enhance their productivity. For example, we have those who have solutions that can cut the middleman off so that the farmers can have more money in their pockets. We have those who have developed certain types of farming inputs, like to test the soil.
He further highlights a project in the pipeline, a platform through which the government will subsidize the needs of farmers.
Under the World Bank funding scheme, what will happen is the government will be subsidizing the farmers with 70% of inputs within the first year. And the farmers will pay 30%. On the second year, the farmers will pay 50%. The government will pay 50%. And the last year, the farmer will pay 70%, 30%. So those who have to benefit from those solutions must be able to register on the platform and be able to use solutions.
This fourth phase featured 18 presentations with participants drawn from littoral and southwest. It is expected that this process will serve as an opportunity for more Cameroonians to join the agriculture train as envisaged by the head of state, His Excellency President Paul Biya Kange. Leon Cesar, CRTV, Limbe.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Traditional rulers in the littoral region alongside heads of some communities have been working to curb tribal discriminations and other forms of tribal conflict. One of such initiatives is the attribution of notable titles to representatives of some communities in Douala by the paramount chief of the Bassa clan, His Majesty Gaston Bodiepe. The vision is for all to see Cameroon as a whole for the good of all. Roslyn Fossa for the details.
For Cameroon to be one and indivisible, all citizens from the north, south, east or west have to feel at home, no matter their geographical location. The paramount chief of the Bassa clan is among those in the littoral who have taken a step towards promoting peaceful coexistence. The attribution of notable titles to representatives of the west and northern regions is one of his actions. His Majesty Gaston Bodiepe.
I brought all these chiefs, elites and notables together so they can be more close to our brothers who have been given the notable title.
One of the title holders, Honorable Manfo David, who is the president of the Association of Chiefs from the West Region, says the watchword has to be Cameroon and not entities.
While living together, we have to consider Cameroon first. It's all about Cameroonians and feeling at home home, wherever we are.
Originating from the northern part, yet holding a notable title in the literary region, is the joy of Shaibu Umara, who is the chief of the Muslim community in the Vuri.
The northern part is represented in this organization, and all what we discuss here is the true meaning of peaceful coexistence.
The challenge is huge and common, as personalities in the littoral stand as one to say tribal discrimination will not be a topic in the littoral region. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
Experts have emphasized the critical need to tackle the issue of hate speech by advocating for tolerance as a strategy to preserve peace in a social climate that is quite fragile. Regina Ngale Ndoko with the details.
The growing use of derogatory language to describe specific tribes or groups in the Southwest region has become commonplace. According to Professor Kingsley Ngange and Dr. Eyole Monono, this behavior fuels hate speech and deepens division among communities.
There is a lot of hate going on in our homes. We are speaking against other ethnic groups. We bring in political differences in those places, and now Cameroonians are now divided along those different lines.
When we keep tagging different tribes based on elements that are provocative, sometimes it can build up to this inter-tribal conflict. For example, okay, Bakri people are lazy, come no go, Dwala Ewondo chop rock pot. It might lead to resentment between the communities, and it can be as an element which prevents the living together that we are trying to preach in Cameroon.
Experts assert that promoting tolerance is essential for addressing this issue. Dr. Eyole Monon, once more.
Accept diversity in unity. The practice of good governance, equitable distribution of resources, we slow down the rise of hate speech and conflict.
As the social climate in the region remains fragile, experts urge the population to refrain from actions that could exacerbate the situation and jeopardize stability. Regina Ngale, Ndoko, CLTV News, Boya.
500 vulnerable farmers of the Northwest have received 3,900 layers of laying age and 500 piglets from the Northwest Livestock and Development Fund, presided at by Northwest Governor Adolphe Lele Lafrique. The vulnerable farmers benefited under the emergency project to fight against food crisis in Cameroon. Details we've called in Ndofuku Olivier in Bamenda.
The second phase of the emergency project to fight against food crisis in Cameroon, Paul Carr, was on focus at the Northwest Livestock Development Fund Sidino. The project is geared towards the assistance of vulnerable farmers with the aim of boosting food production and improving livelihood of the needy. The administrative director of the Northwest Livestock Development Fund, Mbachipo Michael Chipufo, underscored that the beneficiaries drawn from the 7 divisions of the region.
We have constructed kits, houses where they will go and pick these birds and pigs right at the level of their families.
Governor Adolphe Lele Lafrique cautioned the beneficiaries to make good use of the government largesse under the Polka projects.
When they are going back to their various villages and communities, they should bring back the message of the handshake of the head of state.
The beneficiaries, through the voices of Madame Tima Christina and Denise Samba, expressed profound gratitude to the government of Cameroon.
I've had the opportunity to benefit from this.
Since I'm so free, the children, God have already blessed me.
The third phase of the Polka project to fight against food crisis in Cameroon is on course. Carl De Ndofuku Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
With that report, we come to the end of this edition of the regional news, in which you heard that Southwest youths have been enjoined to put in all efforts to eliminate HIV/AIDS in the region. And traditional rulers in the littoral region are all mobilized to curb tribal discrimination and other forms of tribal conflict. This edition of the Regional News was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan, Avin Betron Osomba in Yaoundé. Thanking you for listening.
Thank you, Bertrand. I wish you a lovely weekend.
Thank you.